Beavers have been busy this summer building dams and creating wetlands in places they're not always welcome. Commercial trappers are getting more calls to remove beavers from neighborhoods this season, and that is due to a drop in international fur prices. When prices for fur drop overseas, the number of beavers in New Hampshire rises. NHPR's Cordelia Zars reports.
So, these traps...
Anton Koska unfolds a beaver trap, then wedges it into the swampy ground in a marsh in a Bedford neighborhood. It's designed to catch the beaver around the shoulders and neck.
So it squeezes the air out of the lungs and then holds the throat tight so it suffocates him really quickly.
The trap has two metal frames that open like a folding chair, and he stabilizes the sides by jamming sticks into the mud.
That's not going anywhere.
There's a snare wire in the center, and that triggers the metal frames to snap shut.
That's all there is to it, right there. And hopefully there will be a beaver in this in the morning. I'm just going to hide this a little bit.
Koska runs a commercial trapping business in New Hampshire. He responds to complaints of animals that may be damaging property or killing pets. In the past year, Koska has been getting more calls. He says this winter was the first he'd ever had to trap, and his spring trapping rates increased by almost a third. He says this all has to do with the state of the Chinese and Russian economies. That's where the fur market is. Demand has dropped, and so have prices.
A $45, $50 beaver pelt suddenly is worth $9 or $11.
So people who trap for fur have been trapping less. People like David O'Hearn. He says in 2013, he sold his beavers for $48 a pelt.
To me, that's gold mine. You know, I'll trap beaver all day long for that price.
But this year, the average price for a pelt is closer to just $13. For that price, O'Hearn says it's just not worth it.
When beaver prices become suppressed, trappers don't trap them. Beavers still reproduce. Beavers still clog roadways, flood things. So in a suppressed market, you get a lot more nuisance calls.
A single beaver can build a dam that holds shoulder-high water in just one day. The water here in Bedford has gotten so high that it's flooding backyards.
Look at how deep this is.
Koska's not sure how many beavers are in this pond. He should be able to tell once he catches one by looking at its tail. Beavers are territorial. They fight by biting each other's tails.
If tomorrow I find a beaver in one of my traps that has bite marks out of his tail, that'll tell me I have two different family units in this area. So maybe I've got the stranger, maybe I've got the resident, but that tells me that I maybe have more.
It falls to commercial trapping businesses like Koska's to keep the beaver population in check. But trappers face more than just low prices for the pelts.
Conservation is conservation if done correctly. Trapping, it is not done correctly.
That's Pamela Michael. She's a board member of Voices of Wildlife in New Hampshire. She and her colleagues are trying to come up with ways to pass a statewide trapping ban.
If you look at your pets in your house, these wild animals have the same nervous systems, the same intelligence level as the pets in your house. So, you know, cruelty to an animal is cruelty to an animal.
Michael says there are more humane ways of managing wildlife than fur trapping. She says you could move the beavers or reroute the water with something called a beaver flow device. But biologist Patrick Tate says beaver flow devices don't work very well. Plus, they're expensive and they don't make the state any money. Tate is a wildlife biologist and the Fur Bear Project leader of New Hampshire's Fish and Game, which sells trapping licenses.
As far as managing beaver populations, trapping is the most efficient, most economical way.
If New Hampshire banned beaver trapping, he says, the beaver population would grow. That would cause more road flooding, bridge damage, underwater backyards, and disease. Disease that could spread to pets, livestock, even humans. When Anton Koska finishes setting up his second trap in the Bedford Bog, he walks back to his truck. He does a lap around, checking that no one opposed to his work has damaged his car. It's happened to him enough times that he always checks.
They do things like run a ball peen hammer or their keys along your truck, or they stick nails under the tires.
So when it comes to staking a claim for or against trapping, people can be territorial, just like the beavers. For NHPR News, I'm Cordelia Zars.